You're listening to Consider This, episode 32, for March 6, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, you've run across Consider This, which explains why I feel so run down. I'm your host, Doug Payton, and this is a conservative look at the events of the day in a speedy 10 minutes or less. If you like what you hear, or especially if you don't like it, I want to hear from you. Run on over to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to find the show notes, links to websites and news stories mentioned, and a way to comment on a particular show's topic. That's CT, as in charging that away. You can also call the official Consider This voicemail feedback line at 267-CALL-CT0 if you think that text just doesn't really get the point across. I'll have more ways to get in touch at the end of the show. Is the sequester a good thing or a bad thing? Facebook tax breaks? And Obamacare proponents puzzled about rising health care costs. That's coming up. I got two more likes for the Facebook page, bringing me dangerously close to the 50 mark. The folks demonstrating their intelligence this time are Sheldon Juncker and Helen Lawrence. Hey there, Sheldon and Helen. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy the show. If you want to join this illustrious group yourself, go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/Facebook. Or just do a search for Consider This on Facebook. You can help support Consider This by using my link or the search box on the website to buy things at Amazon.com, or by going to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/Amazon. If you do that, I get a tiny sliver of payback for sending you there, and you pay the same prices anyway. How cool is that? The sequester has indeed occurred, and apparently we've survived actual cuts. Yes, the sequester did actually cut some spending. True, those areas will still grow after this, but instead of just slowing the rate of growth and calling it a cut, the sequester actually did cut, as in reduce, some spending. A very tiny amount, but it can happen. The White House has been spinning tales of how awful these cuts will be, casting blame on Republicans for not doing something about it, as if they control the presidency and the Senate. But let's not forget, these are cuts that the White House proposed, both parties passed them, and the president signed into law. Now he's got this see-what-you-made-me-do act going on. Let's hearken back to 2011, when this bill was passed, and see what the president thought about them then.
Already, some in Congress are trying to undo these automatic spending cuts. My message to them is simple. No, I will veto any effort to get rid of those automatic spending cuts to domestic and defense spending. There will be no easy off-ramps on this one.
A simple message, no. We've all agreed that if we don't hammer out spending cuts, this sequester will happen. If you try to tinker with these automatic cuts, no. Well, here come the cuts, and all of a sudden the president is saying, maybe. And blaming Republicans for not tinkering with them, while disowning and lying about his own actions in passing them, especially during the debates. It sounds kind of like the ending of the old Mission Impossible message.
As always, Mr. Sequester, should you or any of your cuts be put into practice, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your origins. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
And it blows up, covering the Republicans in blame. This past month, however, spokesfolk in the Obama administration have finally come clean on this and admitted that, yes, it was the White House that put these proposals forward, which is why Obama was so protective of them in 2011. But if you use typical media sources for your news, you're forgiven if you didn't know about this admission, little if any of this has made it to the ears of the public. If there is blame to be laid, there's plenty to go around, but I don't think there is. The president is trying to paint fiscal responsibility as failure. We should be happy that we're cutting, ever so slightly, into the massive deficit we've got going here. The president claims that he wants to cut the deficit, but he freaks out and blames everyone else when it happens. So, in which of these situations is he telling the truth? It can't be both. And what we've got going here are cuts to domestic programs and defense. Republicans are often the ones trying to protect the defense budget, which is an enumerated power of the federal government. So in a sense, their ox is being gored. But entitlements that dwarf military spending? No, they're exempt. No oxen from Democrats were harmed in the making of this sequester. So my question to you is this. Who really is more committed to cutting spending and living within our means? Well, the question answers itself, but if I may follow up. If you normally vote Democratic, will this make a difference in your next vote? If not, you're losing a little of your credibility if you ever talk about Washington wasting money. Facebook's first annual earnings report contained this bit of news. They got a multi-billion dollar tax deduction for the cost of executive stock options and share awards. Even though Facebook reported $1.1 billion in pre-tax profits from the U.S. operations in 2012, it will probably pay zero federal and state taxes and even receive a federal tax refund of about $429 million. No Occupy Wall Street protests were planned. They were too busy playing Facebook games on their iPads. Tens of thousands of Americans who cannot get health insurance because of pre-existing medical conditions will be blocked from a program designed to help them because funding is running low. So says the report on a bill that was supposed to save us money. Well, one more promise of Obamacare fallen by the wayside. And speaking of unexpected cost overruns, an image has been making the rounds of two tweets from Democratic strategist Donna Brazile. The first is from March 2012, and it reads, quote, "Second anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, Obamacare for critics. Healthcare works. Just ask millions with coverage." Close quote. The second is from February 2013, and it says, quote, "What's on your menu? Just got off the phone with my healthcare provider asking them to explain why my premium jumped up. No good answer." Close quote. Donna, yes there is, and you already know it. You know, I have respect for Donna Brazile. I've seen her on CNN doing panels during some elections, and she knows her stuff and is generally fair even in her partisanship. But really, these are some serious blinders she's got on for Obamacare, and yes, I am a critic. I posted this image on my personal Facebook profile, and an old colleague of mine reminded me of a particular client that we used to have. He once wrote a note to his liaison with our company asking why he kept getting bills from us. Paperclipped to that note was another note detailing further changes he wanted made to the software we had provided. The liaison called us and said that she had no idea how to proceed. It was like the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. Well, Mrs. Brazile, it's time to get both your hands acquainted with each other. So what do you think? Is the sequester as bad as the president says it is? Well, as bad as he says it is today? Should we blame Facebook for not paying taxes, or should we blame Congress that passed those tax laws? I mean, should I blame you for taking that charitable donation tax deduction? And do the Democrats really understand the impact Obamacare will have on our economy? Does anyone? Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, to give your opinion, pro or con, positive or negative. I would love to hear from you. Or, to write me, you can email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. And speaking of show notes, I have links to all the stories I referred to today if you want more details. And of course, there are links to find me on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Let me know what you think so that we can all consider this.